Ghana's election 2024, in my view, is one of the most consequential elections that the country is undertaking. A number of reasons for this. The first is the fact that when you look at all the candidates that have been associated with politics since 1992 when the constitution was formed, in addition to some of those who are still in government, what you will find is that there have been a lot of reach out. Most of them are either old, are beginning to leave office, and there are a lot of parliamentarians that would not contest again. So the second is that the kind of conversations that are coming through in terms of where we want to see the country going. And these conversations are very, very critical in the sense that it begins to give an indication of where Ghanaians are leaning in terms of their aspirations for the country since independence 1957.
You are the president of the Gadangbe Alliance for Change. You are the brain behind it. Tell me what inspired you to form this movement and what your vision is for this group.
So the Gadangbe Alliance for Change is a movement, and what it is seeking to do is, number one, is to leverage current politics to establish a very clear social contract with whoever wins the election in 2024. And to demand a few things. The first is an establishment of a deliberate Gadangbe Development Authority that will provide development planning imperatives of Gadangbe people in terms of the schools, the quality of schools they need to have, addressing the issue of illiteracy, addressing the issue of skills and human capital of the Gadangbe people. Majority of them could be engaged in what I call the vocational skills. We also want to use that occasion to really look at the real assets and how to turn the assets for Gadangbe people. There are many of the lands that have been leased to government, leased to other commercial centers, which have not paid. The lease have not been paid. The rents have not been paid. The taxes are not being paid. And so, you know, when you invest in Gadangbe people that form the human capital that will stimulate these GDP growth, then the country will be growing, and this is why we are very, very enthused about this. And we will leverage politics. What we will do is do a block voting to, now we consider the NDC, John Mahama, and on the basis of that, establish a social contract.
As somebody who has worked with the UN for years and years and years, geopolitically speaking, where do you think Africa is going from here?
Thank you. This is a very good question, and it's one that needs serious and critical reflection. Let me start from the terrorism situation in the Sahel today, and because it is that political situation that has created that is at the center of the geopolitics in Africa today. So when you look at the terrorism situation in the Sahel region and also in the Somalis and so on, all of them are driven by what people believe is now external forces, and there's a divide between the conservative colonialists that or imperialists that we have known before, in the European Unions and to some extent, and now the bigger force of the United States, and all the allies associated with that European Union, and this is the China and the Russia, and Africa seem to be in between these, and therefore the question then is if you are not supporting China and Russia against the issues in Ukraine, then you probably should be aligning to one force or the other. And if you are engaging China for your economic diplomacy, or Russia for your economic diplomacy, then you have challenges with engaging United States and European Union and the UK and the like. And I think it's a very unfortunate situation that we find ourselves. What would be very useful for African continent to focus on is to really think about what is the imperative for the continent. Peace and security is extremely important. We have to look at how we, and from my experience, that we have to necessarily invest in our security sector, that they have the type of capacity and the type of skills and a type of intelligentsia that is required for them to be able to deal with the ongoing threats coming from violent extremism and terrorist acts.